Sometimes doctors looking for another health problem trip over the bulging brain vessel of a patient, letting them decide on repairing the aneurysm. Most times, the problem surfaces when the aneurysm ruptures. That's what happened to Jeff Harvey, whose wife died from an aneurysm. Doctors tell him his children should get brain scans every few years, expensive and often not covered by health insurance. That's why he became co-founder of Neurovascular Diagnostics, which is developing a blood test. Company president, CEO, Vincent Tutino, says the computerized test uses blood biomarkers.
We're looking at the gene expression in the blood, and the differences in gene expression between people that do and don't have aneurysms. And those changes are attributed to the functioning of white blood cells.
The early results are successful enough that federal dollars are coming in for continuing the research. The company's working with Kaleida Health's Gates Vascular Institute and other medical centers to test blood from people being tested for aneurysms who already have brain scans. The next stage would be random blood tests, looking for the biomarkers. The blood test is done by a computer chip coated with a chemical mix, which is tested automatically. The FDA has already approved the computer chips and the chemistry. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.